congratulate Sophia, Jeff, and Barbara. I'd like to start off with letting you know, as a high-bottom drunk, I was still sitting on the curb. Wasn't quite in the gutter yet. Was definitely on my way. Let me see. My first drunk, I'll make this kind of quick, is I was 7. I was at my cousin's wedding. And I was drinking all the beers that were left over on top of the table and having a good old time. I remember spinning, right? Or at least I think I was spinning on the grass, but it felt good. And so periodically I drank. High school, I remember being like 14, 15, and putting on like the white tank top and had a goatee and goodbye to alcohol and cigarettes. I threw the cigarettes in there and make me look older, right? Like, you got to get the cigarettes, put down the six-pack, and, you know, want to be Billy Badass. And it didn't pay. High school, I just, you know, I did the whole sports thing, drank. When I was 18, I remember I was going to college one time, and this is part of my story that maybe some of you hopefully don't relate with, but I was drinking. Some guy came and picked me up. We went out to a party in L.A. where I'm from, and he ended up having me. He's like, here, finish my drink, and so I did, and he made me my drink, and I woke up the next morning. I wasn't the same man. He and some other man probably did their deal on me, but you know what? Spiritually sick people, you know, I've come to understand that, you know, God of my understanding, you know, I could forgive that person. Yeah, so I buried that deep, really deep. I remember going home and I just shut that down. Met a wonderful wife at a nude bar where I was bouncing. Try to make that work, and anyhow, it didn't work. January 19th of 2002, I walked in front of a car on a freeway. I was at a club, someone making my drink once again with some opiates this time, and after 30-some beers and some opiates, I felt like Superman. I got out of the car to beat up a cop for no reason, and my friends grabbed me, put me in the car. I ended up walking on the freeway in my life. I was blessed to see the light. I was given the decision if I wanted to return to this place. And as soon as I thought yes, I was back in my body and the paramedic was palpating my back, asking me my name. And I thought I said Aaron Kirkaby. He said something else. I said, you call me where the fuck you want. Just get me out of here. And he told me we're working on it. God bless him. God bless those men and women that do that. You know, And my uncle asked me to go to a meeting. I said, I'll go for you. I managed to get 4 months. When next thing you know, I'm selling weed. I went from 260 pounds of muscle to 160, just flesh, just a new infant. From me just in a hospital, for me just to sit up, I would sweat like I ran like 3 miles. So I really, from 2002 to now, I really made quite a transition, thanks to God. And so anyhow, I got into meth, and my relapses got worse, like it says in the big book. You know, it's no joke. I used needles, and I remember in May 2006, the last time I used, I felt the hand of God just reach inside my soul and just take whatever compulsion that was in me, and I walked out of that trailer, and I never looked back. I couldn't stop drinking. There's a few bouts with that, so August 5th, I just got 3 years. So I just got 3 years. Thank God for that, man. But what I've come to learn is that, so that was basically what happened. You know, I felt the hand of God just say, okay, that he removed it. Let me see. What it's like now, you know, I just basically, someone who seemed to have recovered from the drink problem, laid a spiritual toolkit at my feet, which I chose to use. I didn't just let it sit there and look at it and say, I wonder what that could do for me. I actually used it. Went to meetings, got a sponsor, did all the tools that are in there. But the most fascinating thing in there, and if I can know when there's 2 minutes, please, I would really like to know where it's timing. But there's like inside, this is how I see, inside that toolbox, there's like a clear, white, beautiful light that I saw. And I could put my hand through it and it goes through my hand, right? But it's always there, and it's in the center, and it's in the center of all of us. And that's what I fall on. And it's a God that I've come to understand, my higher power, whatever you want, that love, that I've been able to do business with and tell them, and I could tell you all my wrongs and things I've done, and I don't have to hold shame. See, I chose to live a life prior with blaming the world and blaming my ex-wife for my decisions, and it didn't work. What AA has given me is an ability to say, I'm not depressed or anxious or anything. I'm choosing to depress or I'm choosing to be anxious. It's a choice. And the mind's so powerful that I've come to understand is that it creates those things in my neurotransmitters to make those behaviors come true. Last month I had some screws removed from my leg, you know, and the metal rod, so this alcoholic does have some screws missing, but it's a good thing. But, you know, my blood pressure was 105 over 16, like 9. My pulse was like 45. When I came in these rooms, my blood pressure was 185 over 120. And I would shake like this, you know, at the bar and get pissed off at the bartender for filling my beer up all the way because I'd have to sip it, right? Before, I couldn't waste any. We know the commandments, right? Thou shalt not spill any beer. And so, but you know what? I was self-medicating. It was horrible. But that's the power, you know. This is it. Like, and the promise is where it says things will materialize if we work for them. And we have to work for them. See, I could either work if I want to be a victim in sobriety and complain and all this stuff, and that stuff will materialize for me. The pain, the anguish, all this stuff. But the beautiful thing is the promises come true. I want love in my life. You know, I love myself. I could look at you right now in the eye, and I love myself. I know myself 3 years better than I ever have. I wouldn't trade it for the world. So I utilize the toolkit, spiritual toolkit laid at my feet, and I pass that on to just other men who need to hear the message, as you do. And so my analogy of my alcoholism is this. Imagine somebody, there's the bars, right? There's bars. In the background, you have the blocks, like the center blocks from a jail. But as you're looking in, there's a reflection of all the lights, the neon lights, all the bars, all the glee, and all the good stuff, right? People walk in. And so you see that image, but that's me behind it. I'm locked up in my own prison from self-medicating because I'm choosing to kill myself one sip at a time. Whether you do it, you know, like I did it, walk in front of a car and actually do something fucking insane, or you do it one sip at a time, it's insanity. So what the tools have done for me is enabled those bars to be removed, as well as working the steps and doing all the things that was asked of me, the suggestions of, have given me the courage and the strength to get out of that cell and not just stay there with the, you know, beat. You know, I'm actually free now to go and roam and experience life and make mistakes and laugh and smile and be a damn good man, you know. This program taught me how to be an ex-husband, a father to my two beautiful daughters. Taught me just how to be an employee. I used to work 3 months at every job because I thought everybody was blind and I was invisible. They couldn't see my addiction. You know, and it's sad because I was screwed up. I always hear people talking about insanity, like, oh, insanity's doing the same thing over and over. So what's sanity? Doing something new and not knowing what the hell to expect, right? But I looked up the word sanity, and sanity is the ability to appraise the effects of one's actions and to anticipate and to appraise the effects of one action. So if I'm sober, I could do that. If I have alcohol, there's no knowing. Because, see, normal people... If I'm around drugs, I would have never been raped, you know what I mean, or alcohol. If I wasn't around alcohol, I wouldn't have been around people who was going to mickey my drink with opiates to get hit by a car. You know, in these rooms, I found love. You guys loved me before I could love myself, and I was angry. And I tell you right now that I believe in the power greater than myself, and he is me. We are working together on this deal, and I surrender every day. I wake up, and he's in my mind right there, and I say... And I sincerely took a position to be his agent. So that's what I have to offer to you is if you're new, give this thing a shot. You know, you don't have to keep on digging, put down the shovel. You don't have to know what it's like to get raped. You don't know what it's has it like to walk in front of a car, try to kill yourself, you know? I lost a good friend to this disease not too long ago, and he's the guy who told me about the job I'm at now, and you just can't help someone if they're not ready. You know, and he can just face those demons. So if you knew, put down the shovel. You know, you really are a miracle. Thank you.